Track 19. Now to our final piece, The Secret Diary of Flora and Friends, rescued chickens now living at a secret Norfolk address, as imagined by Dominic Castle. Things are beginning to settle down here in our new world. We're into a nice daily routine, getting to know one another a bit better and exploring the grounds. Every flock has its pecking order, of course, even a little one like ours. It won't surprise you to know that Big Myrtle has decided that she's head hen here, and she's been going round reinforcing the issue with that fat beak of hers. I don't mind too much. We've got to have order here, or it will all descend into some sort of Orwellian dystopian chaos, won't it? But Myrtle does seem to be enjoying the pecking a bit more than is reasonable. I'll be minding my own, just having a bit of a scrub up to see what I can find, when wham! I get the full first force of her beak in the old egg box. Doesn't half make your wattle rattle, I can tell you. She creeps around like a chicken commando to catch you unawares. She even gets Ninja Inzabel by surprise. Curls and the beard seem a bit perturbed by Big Myrtle's apparent violence, but we tell them it'll be fine, it'll settle down. Not sure we're getting through, though, as there's talk of BM going into solitary for a stretch if she carries on. It probably sounds a lot worse than it is, because though our feathers are growing back, we're all a bit short round the back end, so tend to have a bit of a squawk when Myrtle's beak jabs our bare skin. To help the situation, Curls and the Beard picked up some spray to make us more comfortable down there. Well, I can tell you it's a pretty uncomfortable business being made comfortable. First off, we're tricked into the run. Who can't resist a cheeky bit of sweet corn or two? Then Curls grabs us each in turn and Beard does the business with the spray. I'm first and I come quietly. It's not dignified, but there's no point in resisting. Isabel, do your worst. You'll get nothing from me, and Big Myrtle are next. Then it's Daisy's turn. Now this spray is bright purple, so that cack-handed humans can see where it's gone. And I mean really purple. Beard gives Daisy a blast and clearly takes her by surprise as she has a yelp and a flap and shoots backwards into Curls, leaving a huge purple bum print on her t-shirt. Looks like a terrible tie-dye experiment, but it gives us a proper cackle. And so we're wandering around with lovely red feathers up front and purple trousers. We look like refugees from a 70s disco, but it actually is a bit more comfortable and Big Myrtle seems to have calmed down a bit. We're keeping busy popping out eggs. Can't help it really, but it looks like someone isn't pulling their weight, as there are only 3 eggs a day from the 4 of us. So who's not putting her shoulder to the yoke? Sorry, couldn't resist.